Zachariah the Raven is outside the Audubon's Environmental Education Center trying to fly off of his handler's arm. Audubon's bird expert, Lauren Parmalee, calls him Zach. She says Zach feels uncomfortable out in the open because he prefers to have a roof over his head.
Probably just feels more safer. He feels safer when he's surrounded by a roof and walls and not exposed to potential predators.
Zach has been living at the Audubon Center in Bristol, Rhode Island since August. He's the first raven Audubon has ever had. Parmalee says she's excited to start teaching people about the bird, including its cultural depictions.
There's lots of myths and stories about ravens, going back as far as, you know, the Greek myths and ancient indigenous cultures, even in the U.S. So there's a lot of myths about ravens. And then, of course, Edgar Allan Poe turned them into sort of a macabre animal.
Macabre because of a poem called The Raven that was published in 1845. In it, the narrator is grieving the loss of a loved one named Lenore when a talking raven visits. The bird keeps repeating, "Nevermore," which causes the narrator even more distress. Brown University English professor Jim Egan says Poe claimed he purposefully chose to use the raven in this poem.
He very specifically chooses the raven because of its associations with darkness. Ravens would fly around the Tower of London, which was the famous prison in London for years. So he's very self-conscious about its bringing all that kind of dark history and mystery with it.
Egan says even though Poe didn't invent the raven's dark image, his poem can be credited with popularizing that association in American culture.
It's hard to overstate how popular this poem was and how popular it was into the late 19th, early 20th century, and it's never really lost its popularity. It's now hard to write stuff about the raven, right, in America without linking it to that.
One example of the poem's influence is the Simpsons Halloween episode from 1990.
"Take thy beak from out my heart and take thy form from off my door,"
quoth the raven.
"Nevermore."
"Why, you little..."
"Oh!"
"Come back here, you little raven!"
Ravens have also been shown in Disney movies, helping villains plan to kill princesses. But Lauren Parmalee from Audubon says ravens in real life are not dangerous. She says they're actually very smart birds that have the ability to problem solve.
For example, if you put food in a container and they have to figure out how to get the container open or find the right button to push, they can do that. They figure things out.
Parmalee says ravens also plan ahead by stashing food for later and communicate with each other using more than 2,000 different noises. Parmalee adds, ravens have a fun side too.
Ravens can be seen playing in the sky, like playing with each other, flying upside down, doing loop-de-loops. They've been known to slide down snowbanks and take snow baths, and they really build play into their whole social structure.
Staff at Audubon have been trying out different things to see what Zachariah likes to play with. Inside his bird mansion, as Parmalee calls it, Zach has a bucket of balls and a box his food is stashed in sometimes so he can look for it. Ravens are omnivores and opportunistic eaters, so they eat a wide variety of things. Audubon has been experimenting with Zach's food, and so far he likes lobster, hard-boiled eggs, peanuts, raisins, and applesauce.
No tomatoes. No. It's a really good tomato year, and he won't eat tomatoes.
Zach is also a fan of female song artists like Carole King, Bonnie Raitt, and Pink. Avery Brookins, Rhode Island Public Radio.